So how are the pilgrims feeling about Hajj this year, and how do they deal with practical issues such as the heat and the crowds? During this week, we'll be hearing the diaries of Shireen and Zakaria, two of our colleagues in BBC Monitoring who are experiencing Hajj for the first time. Let's start with Shireen, who apparently got lost.
Actually, going to Mecca for the first time is a very overwhelming experience. The flight, this was the hard time, because the flight came after 9 hours. But otherwise, when I went to Jeddah, I took a bus for 1 hour. It was air conditioned. Then I went to Mecca. And since I have come to Mecca, things are pretty easier. After settling in the hotel, and settling in the hotel in Hajj is not like settling in any other hotel. Because, of course, hotels are numbered and you have like 2 million Hajj. So every room you have like from 3 to 4 people sitting together. You have a lot of books to read. You have applications initiated this year. And you have booths with muftis in the street. Like every 20 meters you can have a mufti, a hotline. He's there. He's talking to you through a mic and he is telling you what you should do. The Kaaba is a very huge place. It has been widened. There are reconstruction works all the time. So if you go from one door that you didn't enter from, you will find yourself in a different place in Mecca, and you can easily get lost. I got lost yesterday. So I just found the police in front of me. You will have like every 20 meters, there is a cab with 2 policemen. So I just asked him, what should I do? And there was a taxi there, and he told me you should go with the taxi and this will be pretty easier. I only paid like $10. Otherwise, I would have paid much more. Actually, the place is quite crowded. And when we go to prayers, everyone is going on the same time. So you will find hundreds of people walking together. So when it is time to prayer, it's better to go 1 hour before the prayer time so that you can find a place. Otherwise, you will just pray in the street. You have your own mat. You will put it and just start praying because there will be stampede. You wouldn't know how to go through them. So if you don't go early, you should just stay and pray wherever you can sit. The temperature in Saudi Arabia today is 46 degrees centigrade. So what I do is I try to avoid being out in the sun and then go back before the sunset. But otherwise, for people who want to go to Haram and make their prayers in noon, there are fans, it's spreading water in the streets, and in the places where there are ceilings, you have air conditioning. From Tuesday at night, we should go to Arafah Mountain so that we can stand in Arafah all Wednesday. This is a very important ritual in Hajj. And there we will stand on Jabal al-Rahma or just stay in Arafah. Hopefully I'll be back with you on Tuesday and tell you what I have done and how did it go.